It's 12:30 here in the capital of Tehran. You're watching another Bulletin of World News on Press TV. Many thanks for joining us this hour. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has warned against negotiations with the United States, saying it will lead to Washington's infiltration into the country. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the U.S. wants to make its way into Iran in order to impose its will. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that in the course of nuclear talks, the Americans made attempts to infiltrate whenever they found an opportunity. The leader added, although Iranian negotiators were vigilant enough, the Americans managed to break through in some cases and dealt blows to international interests. Ayatollah Khamenei further stressed that countless disadvantages in negotiating with Washington would make it pointless. He made the remarks while addressing commanders and personnel of the Islamic Republic Guards Corps, the Navy in the capital, Tehran. Let's speak to Professor Mohammad Mirandi. He's with the University of Tehran, and he joins us on the line from the Iranian capital. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Mirandi. Now, I'd like to pick up on the point when the leader said that even though Iranian negotiators were vigilant enough, the Americans managed to break through in some cases and dealt blows to national interests. What did he mean by that?
Well, I can't be certain. I think that there have been occasions where the Americans have been able to have, by entering the country, getting visas, or through attempting to portray Iran-U.S. relations as normalizing, that they've been able to hurt Iran's interests. The problem is really that Iranians have no essential hostility towards the United States. The Iranian hostility towards the U.S. government is based on U.S. actions. And it's not simply history, which is very important in itself, but more importantly, it is U.S. actions today. We see that the U.S. president repeatedly insults the country, continues to threaten the country with military action. So do other senior U.S. officials. They call for change inside Iran, that's interference in Iran's internal affairs. And they continue to try to prevent the Iranian people and the Iranian economy from performing in a normal way. And in addition, the United States supports extremist groups in the region. Its allies are supporting the extremist Tajdidi Wahhabi groups, and therefore we see no change in U.S. policy either towards Iran or towards our regional interests. And until that happens, there really isn't a reason for Iran to negotiate with the United States, especially since the United States wants change in Iran. It's obvious that the U.S. infiltration into the country would be done for that purpose.
So, Professor Mirandi, those people who have been basically predicting that with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that was agreed upon in July, there will be more cooperation between the U.S. and Iran in different arenas, particularly when it comes to things like regional issues, like Syria. What would you say to that?
I think that anyone who thinks that way is really ill-informed about the reality on the ground. The United States continues to support extremists in Syria. It is supporting Al-Qaeda indirectly through groups that are closely allied to them. Its allies, such as Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, and the Emirates, are supporting Al-Qaeda directly. And this is a well-known fact. Until now, the Americans were claiming that they had no real influence inside Syria. Now that the Russians are bombing extremist targets, the United States is complaining that CIA-funded groups are based there and they've been bombed. So it's clear that the Americans are supporting extremism in Syria, and that hasn't changed at all. And this is a threat to not only Iran's interests, but to the interests of the whole region. The Israelis, the Americans, the Saudis, and the Turkish president all have similar interests in Syria. And we also see that the United States is supporting the devastation in Yemen. And we know that the Saudis are working alongside Al-Qaeda in Yemen. So anyone who who thinks that somehow the United States has changed is fooling himself. Unless the United States begins to behave rationally, unless the United States begins to behave like a normal country in this region and sets aside these horrific policies and destructive policies, there really isn't any space for negotiations between Iran and the United States. And in addition, until we see the Americans implement the agreement between Iran and P5+1 over the next few years, I think that there's no reason for us to move further. If the Americans are sincere, we'll see a change in policy towards Iran and towards the region in the coming years. Until then, I think there's no reason to talk with the United States, especially since it talks about change in Iran and it continues to support extremism.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Professor Mohammad Mohranzi with the University of Tehran speaking to us on the line from the Iranian capital. Professor Mohranzi, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.